Jack McKelvey fisting the ball over the bar, which resulted in Niamh Connell going that 1 point ahead. But the score coming from Kieran McShane to drop it over the bar, 2-13 to 2-13. It is finished, so we're going to have penalties. Martin McHugh, this is not the way we wanted to end the game.
No, it's not the way we wanted to end the game, but we've been told that it's the fairest way to do it, and they feel it's the right way to do it from the GAA point of view, so they're doing it, and this is it now. But it's a terrible way to go out of a championship. You know, Gowna went out last night, and we've seen teams, you know, that part of it is there and exists, and Kevin McShane, he got up. Did he get the fist to the goal or not at the very end of the game? It was either him or Pat Chivers got the ball. Some people say Pat Chivers got it, other people say McShane got it, but anyway, it doesn't matter who got it. They fist into the net to equalise, and then he went up the field and he kicked the ball to the outside of his right foot. It looked like when he left his boot going wide, and it dropped over the bar. But like, Niamh Connell have been the better side. Deserved to win it. It would probably, I know Niamh Connell supporters beside me wouldn't be happy with the referee and everything else, and it's getting very, very dark. But here we go, it's penalties, and that's the way it's going to finish on penalties. So to pick the men to take the penalties, yeah. And
so what the rules again, Martin? I know we've been through this scenario before. You have to name your five players.
You have to name your five players, and they keep kicking. They have to keep kicking the penalty. So the first penalty taken, if it's level after the five penalties, number one goes back again, Oisín, to take the penalty again. And that's the way it is. And you know, that's just it. And see. Probably both secretaries given the five names now. I mean, they would have been practicing them. Yeah. Teams will practice them.
Do you pick your five before you go into a game, Martin?
Well, you would have said, yeah. Most men, but depending then on injuries and everything else, and you know, that makes a difference in everything else. And I was saying, like, I mean, if you look at it, the Carrigan goalkeeper got injured early on. Now he kicked that 45, and he didn't look too bad. But so. Look at it, it's a lottery penalties, you know, especially in Gaelic football. They're not naturally, soccer would be normal because they kick penalties, you know, there's a lot of penalties even during the game. If you have one penalty, a lot of soccer players kick it. But it's the way, look at World Cup finals, we're finished on it, and a lot of big games, Oisín, and look at this, is the way it's going to be. But the biggest problem is it's getting well dark here, and yeah. Look at Carrigan, you look at it from a Carrigan point of view, they came back at the end of the game and got the goal, and then they got that point right at the end of the game, and it's come down to it. So I'll put it down as a toss of a coin. Now it could go anyway.
I'm not going to bring up old wounds here, Martin, but Niamh Connell have been in this situation before. They have, of course, won a county title on penalties, and we'll wait to see who will be taking the spot kicks for them today. Wait to see the officials and to see what end we're actually going to go to as well.
And the other thing about it is, you said that county final of Connell and Kilcare that time, as you know, Steve McGrath used to, you know, penalties, yeah. And being in goals for penalties, probably. So, you know, we don't know what the Carrigan goalie is. He seems a good kicker off the ground. Would he kick a penalty? Maybe John McNabb, but how good at saving penalties will he be? But it's all down to it. You name your five players, you name your goalie in goals, and that's it. Everybody else has to stay away. I see the linesmen up telling the two managements or the management team that they have, the other people have to stand out at the sideline. I think you're not allowed to stand on the 45, yeah. Or anything else. I think you have to stand the sideline. But look at it's exciting, yeah. Stuff, Oisín.
Okay. What about Kilcoo's victory today, Martin? Comprehensive in the end against Ballybay, yeah. The All-Ireland champions.
Yeah, it's a big one for Kilcoo. They definitely struggled to get out of Down. And now you feel that they struggle to get out of Down, and now you think that, looking at them now, they're, you know, impressive enough today, and now they meet, is it in a skill, and they meet in the semi-final, yeah. Yeah, and the winners here play the winners of the game that's probably just started 5 minutes ago in Celtic Park between Eric Gilcairn going up to play Glenn Mahara. So
how do you see that one go?
You'd have to think the Glenn Mahara are favourites, that they would be the better side. They look like they're very, very strong this year. They're putting a big effort in, a big train.
They're two different styles of football.
Yeah, it's Gary Gilcairn will be different. You know, they'll be smaller, lighter team and probably more running on them. And then how they deal with the two Kenemans, but sure, Malaga Rourke is probably living in Gary Gilcairn, so nobody will know better.
Yeah. Okay, we're just getting instructions here now that both sets of players and management have to leave the field of play, and I see Carrigan are going to the opposite side of the pitch to us, and Niamh Connell have come to this close side, the stand side, which we of course are positioned at, and I'm waiting to see. They're going to go to the far goals, Martin, by the looks of things.
Yeah,
they're going to go to the goals that are furthest away from us. So there's going to be a bit of the breeze. Well, the breeze has actually died down from what it was like earlier during the game, because it would have been in your back when you're taking the penalties. But listen,
It's Charles McGuinness. It looks like it's Charles McGuinness, Jack McKelvey, Kieran Thompson. Is it Brick Malloy and Liam McLoone as the five Niamh Connell kickers?
Yeah.
That looks that way from here. That's the five men that have stayed on the field to kick the penalties.
Okay, so these are going to be the five. And looking at the opposite side of the pitch, Sheevers is definitely one for Carrigan. Michael McCann is one. Yep. Cahar Donnelly, Thomas McCann.
And the goalkeeper looks like he's going to kick a penalty.
The goalkeeper, too.
Funny, Ryan Ferry beside me said probably he was a good kicker. If it went to penalties, he would probably kick one of the penalties. Ryan's got it right again. He's a heavy strapping on his left foot. He's naturally left footed. So, is he going to be the hero? Is he going to save penalties and score penalties? And so it looks like that, looking at that, Michael McCann's going to kick the first penalty.
Yeah. Michael McCann.
On Stephen McGrath.
One of the men, of course, who has played a lot of county football as well with Antrim. So it's going to be McCann against McGrath as we get penalties up and running here on this Ulster Senior Club Championship. We did, of course, see this happen last night. Tonight, it's this evening, it's the turn of Niamh Connell and Carrigan. So Michael McCann's up first against Stephen McGrath. Penalties up and running underway here at Corrigan Park. And Steve McGrath trying to make his frame as big as possible. Here comes Michael McCann. He's going to hit it with the right boot. McCann hits it high into the roof of the net. And it's first blood to Carrigan. Michael McCann has found the net for Carrigan. Up first for Niamh Connell is Kieran Thompson. And it's going to be Kieran Thompson against John McNabb. And Martin, as it was seen last night, if you miss your first penalty, it can be difficult to come back.
Yeah, that's the way it is. Michael McCann finishes really well to the roof of the net. And here we go. Kieran Thompson left-footed against a left-footed goalkeeper. So some people say if he's left-footed, he's left-handed, so go to his right side. Yeah. See where Kieran Thompson goes. I'd say he'll hit it hard, just like Michael McCann did. Here he goes.
Here comes Kieran Thompson on the left foot. He drills that one. It's saved by the keeper. So Carrigan have the advantage after the opening run of penalties.
Yeah, just too high for the goalie and too close to him, and he did put it to his right side, but it was a kick. Here goes the other McCann man now up. Thomas McCann, who's had a good match today.
He's a classy forward, Thomas McCann, and he's looking now to put his side two up in this penalty shootout. Michael McCann has registered the scored penalty for Carrigan. Kieran Thompson has missed. If Thomas McCann scores this one, it puts them two up. Here comes McCann. He's a right-footed kicker against Stephen McGrath. Thomas McCann drills it into the top left corner. And that now means Carrigan lead here. 2-0 on spot kicks, but the second spot kick is going to come from Niamh Connell. And it's going to be Charles McGuinness that's going to take this one.
Yeah, brilliant Thomas McCann. Hammered it, same where Michael McCann put it, but he hammered it into the roof of the net. No keeper, I think the best keeper, soccer keeper in the world would have saved that. What a penalty. This is a big kick. Charles McGuinness needs to score. Need to stay within that one penalty of St. Gall, or sorry, Carrigan.
Of Carrigan. So the McCanns have Carrigan 2-0 up. Good penalty by Charles McGuinness. Goes low, goes to the bottom right corner, and the green flag's raised. So Niamh Connell up and running on the penalty front from the boot of Charles McGuinness. And now we've got a left-footed kicker in the form of Pat Sheevers, who's going to come up for Carrigan. And it's going to be Sheevers against McGrath.
Yeah, as you said, it's left-footed, the first left-footed. The two right-footed players hammered it into the roof of the net. Both of them kind of went to the keeper's right. Here goes, will he keep it low? It's a big one. If Stephen McGrath could save it, or this goes wide. Yeah. He's a big kick. Here goes left
Pat
foot.
Shivers for the left foot scorer, of course, of the goal. Normal time. Oh, it went under the keeper. Just about met it under the back of the net.
Just shows Shivers, you keeping it on the ground. Oh, she made the difference. Like Kieran Thompson's kick was just a wee bit too high. Brick Malloy.
Brick Malloy's going to be next now for Niamh Connell. So this will be of the three penalties for Carrigan. They've scored all three. Michael McCann, Thomas McCann, and Pat Shivers. Now it's the turn of Niamh Connell and their third spot kick. Kieran Thompson has missed. McGuinness has scored. What will the Brick Malloy do? He's going to hit this with the left foot. It's Brick Malloy against John McNabb, the Carrigan. Here comes Malloy, and this one is saved Again, back, it's gone wide. It came off the keeper. It's saved. A huge advantage for Carrigan.
Do you know what's an unbelievable stat, Oisin? The goalie is left-footed and probably left-handed, and the two left-footed players missed the penalties. Yep. Both Kieran Thompson, who's naturally left-footed, and then Dermot Brick-Molloy there. It's very interesting now. I think this is...
Is Cahir online? If he scores this, Carrigan's through.
Yeah, somebody said to me beside me, the team that goes first normally wins the penalty shootout. He scores
Cahir Donnelly, this will be enough to send Carrigan through to the Ulster Senior Championship semi-final. Here comes Donnelly, and Donnelly's into the rip of the net, the same spot again. And it's Carrigan who progress to the Ulster Senior Championship semi-final, beating the Connell on penalties, 4-1 on spot kicks. Three of the penalties of Carrigan went to the top left corner, Martin McHugh. And Carrigan progress. This is a huge result for Antrim football. It's their first win in Ulster in 10 years for the county, but hugely disappointed for Niamh Connell, who really should have won this game in normal time.
Yeah, they should have won it in normal time. You know, Carrigan are celebrating, and as you said, it's a great, you have to say, it's a great victory for Carrigan and a great victory for Antrim football, and will give them a lift, a big lift from that point of view. But Niamh Connell, it's a terrible way to finish a game. It's someone I don't agree with. I'm even talking about, we were chatting about last week on an old committee in Crow Park about people saying what's the right way to finish it, and I just said that I don't think it's the right way to finish it. I think that it's better to finish it on free kicks or something like that there, rather than that there. But anyway, there were brilliant penalties by Carrigan. They probably had been practicing them. The brilliant penalties, you know, we have to say they were practicing them. They thumped them at the roof of the net, and even the goalkeeper didn't get taken the penalty. He didn't get taken the penalty, the goalkeeper and everything else. But you know, it's an unfortunate way to go, because especially to me, Niamh Connell were the better side, and you know, they definitely were the better side all through. And just that goal, the big one was the goal, and I think, go back to it, I have to give them a lot of credit. Carrigan, cute enough to kick the 45 short, so the minute the ball went in there was no square ball, and that made a big difference, and give them credit for that there. But you know, Niamh Connell will be disappointed, but good performances, and they've been brilliant, you know, champions in Donegal, and so just disappointing, and disappointing way to go out. And look, it's a lottery, it could go anyway, and just this day it's gone for Carrigan, and now they're through to meet the winners of the game this evening. Probably a surprise, you know, everybody else, because listening to Antrim people coming in, they didn't expect them to win this game, but the pitch suited them. Oisin, physically big team, physically big, powerful, very, very, very powerful, very, very powerful team, and you know, it kind of suited them, the pitch and everything else, and they've Connell's legs and everything. But maybe look back at it, just not to give away that goal and to concede that goal, and there's look at different points making everything else.
There were three up twice, Martin. We go back to extra time as well. Niamh Connell, that they scored that goal, and then almost immediately then Carrigan were able to respond with a goal.
And you have to give, that's what I mean, Oisin, you have to give Carrigan a lot of credit, the way they responded. You know, these boys have been around a long time, you know, about Michael McCann inside, and you know the way you saw them with the penalty, and you know the way you saw the way they scored the penalties of practice. And just hearing Joe McBrady's telling me Glenn are 2-1 ahead already in that match, so 3 goals in that game already, Oisin. Goals everywhere. But I think looking at it is that you know, you're right, they were ahead, and they showed great character to come back, but Niamh Connell just didn't kill the game at that stage. And maybe, you know, even the two black cards, you know, particularly the one at the end of the first half, you know, cost them real. But they look, at great credit to them, they put up a big shift and everything else. And you know, as I say, it's a terrible way to lose a match, you know, penalties. As I say, I know all about it myself, but it's just a way, you know, the way it is in the system coming in. You know, a lot of people in the GAA don't agree with it, a way to finish a game, but I don't understand if we look at it and be analysed. Maybe we would have time with lights and everything else to have a replay after extra time if the game ends in a draw, just to try to go to a replay, or maybe people say play 5 minutes each again another half. I don't know.
Or 45s.
Or 45. But there has to be a better way of finishing it than that way, you know. And I think it's, you know, unfair. But anyway, that's the way it is, and have to go with it anyway. And you know, fair play to Carrigan and disappointing Niamh Connell, and they'll be disappointed with it, but they've been great champions. And listen, they put up a big show here today. It was a great game. I enjoyed the game. It was a brilliant game of football.
So that's it from Corrigan Park here in Belfast. A disappointed day for Donegal champions Niamh Connell. They have fallen at the first hurdle in Ulster, losing out to Carrigan today. At the end of normal time, it was 1-9 apiece. At the end of extra time, it finished 2-13 apiece. And we had to go to penalties. And unfortunately, from the Connell's point of view, it was Carrigan who were more clinical in front of the goals, as they won it on spot kicks of 4-1. Carrigan are now through to the Ulster Senior Club Championship semi-final. Antrim's first win in 10 years in the provincial competition as they progress. But Niamh Connell will have a long journey home. It's come to an end at an early stage, losing out today in the provincial competition. We'll try and get a bit of reaction for you from what will be a disappointed Niamh Connell camp, and we'll hopefully have that for you shortly as we return to the studio.